For many people, there might be two major payoffs. One would be less car and bus traffic between UB's South and North Campus, because those passengers and drivers would be on the train. The other might be less traffic on Niagara Falls Boulevard, since trains would run along the boulevard to Maple before turning toward Sweet Home. Amherst Supervisor Brian Culpa says traffic problems scare people away.
People are trying to make a decision about where to go work, which university to go to, which college they want to go do post-master's work at. You know, the question I have is, you know, what would make Buffalo uniquely different? The unfortunate thing is the unique difference is, well, if we come out to Buffalo, it's a lot harder to move around. I have to have a car.
There wasn't unanimous support for building the Metro Rail way back when, and there isn't likely to be for these extensions. One interesting opponent of the extension proposals is the guy who would be needed to get the construction money in Washington, Congressman Brian Higgins.
My hope is that the NFTA would emphasize the track and the light rapid rail transit system that we have. It is outdated, it is obsolete, and there is a renewed emphasis in use of that given the development that's occurred at both the Buffalo Niagara Medical Campus, Canal Side, and prospectively the DL&W terminal.
NFTA Executive Director Kim Minkle says the public is going to get a lot of time to pipe up about the project from the earliest day when consultants WSP start drawing lines on maps.
We'll have a lot of public outreach get public input as we go through the process over the next couple of years, similar to the approach that we did for the alternatives analysis. You know, this is a project that we're hearing from the community that people want. And so it's important that we hear from the community how to do this and how to do this right.
Culpa says not only would the extension into his town potentially ease traffic, it would make it easier for town residents who work downtown to get to their jobs and for Buffalo residents to get to their Amherst jobs, mixed in with the preference of millennials to use public transit. Culpa says it also opens access to a section of his town which needs more and better access. Audubon.
A lot of vacancies in our commercial office environments. We certainly have town services and a town service campus. So giving our residents access, better access and transit options to our town centers, and unlocking some of the potential latent in that vacant office makes sense.
The Amherst supervisor says this area has to plan for a changing future, and an extended Metro Rail would do that, even if he isn't counting on that extension as a done deal. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.